But anyhow, I did want to mention the pros and cons as I see it, both as a former prosecutor and as a defense counsel, of having an in absentia client. And it's funny because sometimes the pros and cons are just opposite sides of the same coin. One of what I call the pros is I have free rein in strategy. I really get to decide, should I cross-examine that witness and which questions I'm going to ask, what arguments are we going to make. That's kind of nice. I don't have to sit down and discuss it with somebody who may not have as good an understanding and appreciation of the consequences of the choices we're making. But on the other hand, the best source of information to help me make an informed decision about choosing those strategies would be the accused. So I don't have that source. That's the con of not having a client.